In this tech-driven age in which we live, our senses are constantly being bombarded with all kinds of stuff. As a result, it's becoming harder and harder to keep our attention focused on just one thing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity, which are pervasive, impairing, and otherwise age inappropriate. That's the clinical definition. Now, I'm not for one moment suggesting that we all have ADHD, but have you noticed how it's becoming more and more difficult to keep your attention focused? My wife and I were out at a lovely restaurant recently for our birthday lunch. Our birthdays are 4 days apart. We had a great time together. Two tables across was another couple, younger than us, and I swear, for the 2 hours or so we were there, the man spent at least an hour and a quarter on his phone while the woman stared into the air. What, pray tell, was that doing to their relationship? And this ain't an isolated incident. It repeats itself over and over again in the lives of so many people. Time for a reality check. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. The time is near when all things will end. So keep your minds clear and control yourselves. This will help you in your prayers. Most important of all, love each other deeply, because love makes you willing to forgive many sins. Time is short. The end is closer than we all think. So do yourself a favor. Sharpen your focus. Give people your undivided attention. Invest in your important relationships and love one another deeply. Oh, and for Pete's sake, put your phone away. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Funny, but when we slow down, when we focus on our important relationships, a peace, a calm descends on our lives. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called How to Enter God's Rest. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.